record.
Should all the quantum be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all the quantum be forgot and the days all blank time? For all blank time.
I just love the internet archives. It is a priceless treasure trove. Happy New Year's Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Welcome to this very brief New Year's Eve edition of World News Brief. I am your host, Winston R. Holland, delighted and excited to be with you on this very last show of what might perhaps be one of the very worst years, if not the worst year in your lifetime. I know that for many people, this year was devastating. But my question is to everyone: how was your year? I'm sure it was probably filled with a challenge or two, depending on where you live. Things could be very challenging depending on your occupation. Could be enormously challenging. In fact, maybe you lost your job. Maybe you were a small business owner whose business was completely shut down and destroyed. Maybe you lost someone due to COVID or due to some other tragedy. Just a few days after the November 3rd election travesty, we lost a couple very close friends from college. They were not old by any stretch. We couldn't believe it on top of everything that was going on. How in the world could our two friends, 39 years old, die in a car accident the Thursday night after the election? It was unfathomable for us. There's challenges this year that many of us never fathomed or dreamed of. We talk news and politics here, but this is a show that is also focused on the spiritual, and especially the spiritual truths found in the scriptures. And I understand that, and we should understand that there's more to humans than just receiving information. There's more to us than myself or some other podcaster, some other pundit on TV or on the radio coming on here and disseminating information to you. We are not computers. We are not robots. We are sentient beings with feelings, with a will, a free will that desires to do certain things, maybe that others do not desire to do. We're unique. We're unique. We're incredibly, incredibly special. Don't let anyone tell you you're anything but that. And I'm not just saying that either. It's actually pretty, you could say, very scientifically verifiable that you are, and that you beat out several million other contenders to become the human of choice in the early stages of your potential development. You're very special. And you're not only special because of that, but first and foremost, you're special because you are made in the image and likeness of God. You're made in His image, in His likeness. You are special. Humans are not only just above the animals, but above the angels. so often it's very easy to just get caught up in the information side of things, being in news and politics, and miss the human, the very real, the very human, and the very spiritual element. Scripture that came to my mind when reflecting on this before the show, it's one of my, I don't know if it's one of my favorite scriptures, but I absolutely love it. It probably should be one of my favorite scriptures. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. And I think it's a scripture that a lot of us, perhaps all of us, I'm just going to say all of us, we all do. We all need to hear this scripture in this very trying time. It's a very trying time in so many different ways. Now, I don't know about you, but I have felt it. It's there and it's real. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are partners in our sufferings, so also you are in our comfort. We need this truth from God Almighty Himself more than anything else right now. We need His comfort. We need His grace. Now, if you're listening to this and you don't know Him and you don't have a relationship with God, for number one, you're welcome here no matter your beliefs. But two, I would encourage you to go to cgm.news or cgmradio.com, and at the top toolbar in the center, it says Great News. Click on that and read about how you can come into a relationship with the one who created you and the one who created you in our image. See, we need Him for many, many reasons. And we don't obviously just need to come to Him when times are tough. We need to come to Him every day. But we especially need to come to Him and to come to know Him and seek Him, because that is the way in which we have comfort in this life. Without the news, without world events, without politics going our way, or even beyond all of that, just things in our personal lives going as planned. Because when our comfort is in God, who is always there, who is unchanging, who is eternal, who can always be relied on, regardless of the stability of our country, then we always have that comfort. We can always have that peace, because our hope is not in man, but in God. You know, when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, it says, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's something that we pray, but it is also something that is very much promised by God that is destined to happen. His kingdom is coming to this earth, whether you pray that prayer or not. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray, and that prayer does not, in other instances, affect the outcome of things. It does, and perhaps prayer affects how quickly His kingdom gets here. Or I don't know. I'm not some grand theologian. I don't even know if the theologians know that to its fullest extent. All I know is that we know the end of the story. God wins. He becomes ruler over a new heavens and a new earth, a renewed earth. It says in the book of Revelation, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. And so my hope for everybody who hears the sound of my voice, and I just want to say thank you for joining me in this. Thank you for being with me in this journey. I hope everyone is solidified. I hope everyone is anchored in the rock of Christ. That the book of Peter said he's the foundation. He's the cornerstone. He's the foundation cornerstone. Jesus said, "He who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains came and the storm came and slammed against that house and it didn't fall because it was built on the rock." We're going to get into some news and politics in a minute. But it's not going to be very long. And I'll tell you why. But this is my final show of the year. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do this. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you who has tuned in consistently, and the international listeners as well. Thank you so much. It's an incredible blessing to see. And I just want you to know, every one of you to know how appreciative I am when you tune in. But we have to be anchored. We have to be anchored in the rock. I don't know what's going to happen in a few days. I don't. Maybe some people do because they have received a true word from God and they know what's going to happen. I don't know that that's me. I would love to hear something, but I don't know. But all I know is that going forward, we need to be anchored in him. And please, if you have not been born again, Jesus said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Please go to cgmradio.com or cgm.news. Click on Great News at the top of the page and read about that. The question is posed, what is the most important question ever? What is the most important question ever? And yes, I think little old me has discovered what that is. And of course, I merely discovered it. It's actually something that is pretty obvious from the scriptures. So it is the grace of God that any of us discover any truth ever whatsoever. So please check that out. But for a lot of people, and I know me included, and I talked about this some in the Crosstalk episode yesterday. If you didn't tune into that, please check it out. I had a great conversation with Bob and Jim and JP, the other CGM radio hosts, as we were just really, if you want more politics, definitely listen to that show. If you're subscribed to this show, you've gotten it already. Make sure to check it out. We dive a lot because if there's ever a time to be anchored in Christ, it is now, because what could end up happening politically over the next few days, over the next week, could simply be nothing less of explosive and earth rattling. I'm not even trying to sensationalize things. Maybe not. Maybe January 6th comes and goes, just like another day, just like it's September 23rd, 2014. I don't know what happened that day. I don't know. No, none of us knows, right? Maybe it's just another day that comes and goes, or maybe it's not. We don't know, but it has been nothing short than a year of clarity and a year of vision. And that's what's so bizarre to me, because obviously 2020, the double meaning there is very, very obvious. And I think what we've seen, whether it's politically, whether it's ecclesiastically, maybe you saw your church buckle and fold and bow the knee to the anarchist terror group, Black Lives Matter. Maybe you saw them bow the knee and give up and didn't fight the fight to stay open, regardless of what their governor said. that maybe you saw very few churches do that. Maybe your church did, maybe your church did, but maybe you saw very few churches do it. And you sat there and you wondered to yourself, well, wait a minute. How come we're not following the scriptures when the scriptures call us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together? Why are we allowing something that is on the level of a flu, a bad flu, stop us from fulfilling the commands in scripture? And we're letting intimidation from the government keep us from doing that. Maybe like me, maybe that for me was very disappointing. But it was good to see, because I feel like it's better to know the truth. It's better to know what you're actually dealing with, especially on a spiritual level, than a lie. So, politically, ecclesiastically, professionally, maybe you saw more so how Hollywood and how the international, the large corporations, businesses, media, sports organizations, just kowtowing and catering to China. Perhaps the worst human rights abusing regime on the planet. So there was a lot that we saw. And for me, I think after the election, what was very clear to me was those who were truly on our side and are not. We saw politicians just drop like flies. We saw that people that we respected, people that we loved, people that we thought were fighters, and they just drop off day or two after the election. Thank Donald Trump for all of the seats that were gained in the House of Representatives, and we wish you the best. When there's obvious fraud, and they don't stay and fight, when Donald Trump has elevated you to a very high and important position that without him, the most popular president, perhaps in Republican, if not U.S. history, was responsible for all of these victories, and we just abandon him. And many of us are wondering, what's Mike Pence doing? Why has he been so silent on all of this? Why has he not been fighting? Yes, he's fighting for those two Georgia Senate seats that will become completely irrelevant even if they win in light of a Joe Biden presidency. Won't take much to get a couple of senators, rhino senators, picked off to go along with the Democrats. He thinks they're going to save America. Where's Pence been? Where's Pence going to be on January 6th? Where's Pence going to be on January 7th? Interesting development. Pence canceled his January 7th international trip. Maybe that's a good sign. Maybe I'm wrong about Mike Pence. Maybe Pence is going to fight this. I hope so, because you got to give Pence credit. He has stood by Trump through thick and thin, through the toughest of circumstances. So I hope Pence stands up and fights. By the way, there's a link at the top of cgm.news. There's a sample letter, email you can send to your congressmen, senators, encouraging them to object. Also, the phone numbers for your congressmen and senators that you can call, encouraging them to object. So please do that. Please consider sharing that with family or friends, and to get everybody to do this, because we got to stop the steal. And we delved into that quite a bit on Crosstalk yesterday, so I'm going to refer you to that. Also, what I was planning on talking about today was something that I'm coining the Rubicon option. There's no doubt in my mind this election was stolen. There's no doubt in my mind that Joe Biden did not receive 81 million votes, just shattering Obama's record. He lost 18 of the 19 bellwether counties. He lost Florida. He lost Ohio. He lost Iowa. This is absolutely ludicrous. He lost 222. He won 222 fewer counties than Obama. He could only get 20 people at a rally in October. He literally did not campaign for 9 days out of the month. In many of the days, he put a lid on it at 10:30. Kamala Harris was barely campaigning. Joe Biden, the least popular president, a presidential candidate, perhaps, in modern history, along with his running mate, who is the least popular potential Democrat for president nominee. She didn't even win a primary. And that cackle, that laugh, that cackle. Come on. She's the most far left senator, according to GovTrack, in the U.S. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I don't have to get into the Dominion algorithms to see what a farce this was. Oh, that they're going to stop counting in 5 states? They're just going to stop counting. And it's coordinated, and it all happens at the same time. Trump's up 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And over the next few days, magically that lead goes away. After they stop counting, they shut the election centers down. They kick out the poll watchers. They kick out the Republicans. They board up the windows. We know exactly what's going on. Joe Biden told us what's going on. We have put together the largest and most inclusive voter fraud organization in history. I don't need you to elect me. I need you after I'm elected. I remember the October just sitting there going, what are they doing? Why are they not campaigning? This is crazy. I've never seen anything like it. The fix was in. And you can't convince me that Joe Biden blew the doors out. Obama would pack 60, 70, 80,000 people at one time. And Obama was truly, for good or bad, a truly transformative candidate. He was someone people were truly excited about. They were voting for him. Just like we were voting, if you're a Trump supporter and listening to this, we were voting for Trump. We were voting for him. Not just against Biden and Harris. We were voting for him. They were voting for Obama. I'm sorry. He did not get 81 million votes. And I encourage you, go to cgm.news. There's a lot happening. There was a big hearing in Georgia yesterday. There's a lot coming out. Who knows what's going to happen over the next several days? I do not. But here's what I do know. The fight is not over. The fight is not over. Regardless of what happens January 6th, regardless of what happens January 20th, if there's one thing that I've come to realize is that this is the United States of America. And what this year has awakened in many, many people is the flame of liberty. The flame of liberty. And the flame of liberty will not go out, even if Biden and Harris, God forbid, are installed January 20th. The flame of liberty will not go out. It will not be over. I have the picture on my desktop computer right now is of George Washington crossing the Delaware River on December 25th, the evening of December 25th in order to attack the German Hessian mercenaries in Trenton, New Jersey on the morning of December 26th. And to me, this picture represents just the foundations, the DNA of this country is liberty. That's why slavery couldn't slavery was destined for the dustbin of history in this country, because liberty was its foundation. That is why Jim Crow. That is why women's rights and women's ability to vote. That is why segregation, and so many of these racist, terrible things were destined for the dustbin of history, because liberty, because freedom is the foundation of this country as enshrined in the United States Constitution. That is not going to go away. In fact, we have seen a revival of love of country and an understanding of our freedoms like never before, as we have seen them being systematically stripped away by governors who think they are Caesars. What was it? Gavin Newsom opened up. There's this big of California. There's this big recall effort going on in California. I was in California a few weeks ago, and we were at an outdoor mall there, and I saw someone had a table up. Recall Gavin Newsom. I wish I could have gone and signed it. And you know, if you think about it, I could have. Nobody would have known the difference. But why didn't I? Why didn't I? Well, because I believe in the system. I believe in truth. I believe in, look, I am not a resident of California. I'm a resident of Texas. So I'm not going to do that. Well, for one, as a Christian, it would be a lie for me to do that. But two, it's, no, I'm not a Californian. That's up for Californians to decide. Not up for me as a Texan. It's kind of like when illegal aliens vote here in the U.S. You're not a citizen. And even if you're here and it's legal for you to be here, but you're not a citizen, you're not supposed to vote. Why? Because you're not a citizen. Well, that's racism. Racism? It has nothing to do with racism, and you know it. If you're white and you're not a citizen, don't vote. If you are any other color than white and you are a citizen, vote. It's simply that easy, and everybody knows it. But of course, the racism card is what is used to beat Republicans, beat conservatives into submission and to silence them, which just so happens to be what the masks, I believe, are ultimately all about. They are ultimately about submission and silence. Operation Rubicon. The Rubicon option. Whatever you call it. What happens post January 6th if this stolen election is not remedied via the Senate and House of Representatives? I'm going to have to leave you hanging on that a little bit, because I myself am personally hanging on that. I am personally working on and conducting more research on it. So whereas I was hoping to have it to you guys today, as I promised on Crosstalk yesterday, I simply do not, and I don't feel like it would be responsible of me to do that show just yet. It's pretty much here. It's pretty much ready. I'm watching the news. I'm attempting to consult with those who are in the know a bit more than myself. So I hope to be able to report on that soon. But let's just say there is the possibility that our president is going to have to engage in some very, very drastic action, not only for the sake of the country, but for even his own personal sake and the sake of his family. Because I don't know about you, but I've seen in multiple places, they're going to go after him. Once he no longer has the DOJ, which he hasn't had the complete DOJ, but at least he's had an attorney general that hasn't been actively prosecuting him. Imagine that. It's amazing. The whole thing with Jim Comey about Trump asking him, is he loyal? Is he not loyal? You see, Obama never had to ask Jim Comey that because Jim Comey had given him his loyalty. He was loyal to Obama. Eric Holder was loyal to Obama. They were all loyal to Obama. Not so with Trump. He's had enemy after enemy after enemy in the highest positions surrounding him. And even now, he's got his lawyers around him that are just trying to get him essentially to concede, so it seems, which he should not do, which he should not ever do. He should not ever concede. This election was a flat-out theft. And if we're going to have a republic, this has to be remedied. And if it is not remedied, then we do not have a republic. And that's essentially where we're at right now. I'm not going to say what Trump needs to do. I ultimately don't know. I don't have the intel he has. I don't have the inner workings of all that is surrounding him. I am not privy to. But I do know this. I think it's pretty clear. There will be one party rule forever in this nation if this isn't remedied. Now, if it's not remedied, well, there are other options beyond that. It's not over. There are other options beyond. There are always other options. But what would at least appear to be the best option right now would be this being remedied on January 6th. If it's not remedied January 6th, then there are other options. If it's not remedied by January 20th, then there's other options after that. Don't lose hope. Don't lose heart in your country, for your country. And as a matter of fact, I came across this. I love this guy. How did I not know about this guy? He is at Henry Hood Davis on Twitter. I highly recommend following him. I'll embed this tweet at cgm.news. Look, it's 1 minute 56 seconds. Humor me, but we need more of this. We need this energy going into the new year because if we don't have this energy, we're not going to persevere. We're just going to give up. Listen to this guy. This is great.
All right. See, what y'all done? Y'all done, right? All the Patriots done gave up. What's today? The 30th? 31, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 more days, y'all through. I got people telling me, Henry, I'm so scared. Henry, I don't know what's going to happen. Henry, I'm just not so sure what the Democrats going to do. I'm just so nervous. What the hell is you nervous about? Donald Trump already won. What my toothpick go? Check this out. Dolly ain't finna word me, because I'm going to be there on the 6th. Matter of fact, I'm going to get there the night of the 4th. The last $2. I got $2 left. I bet these last $2 that two of y'all done gave up. Oh, somebody talking about me. I bet these last $2 that two of y'all Patriots done gave up. Y'all don't even get down on your knees no more and pray. You pray in the bed with the cover on your head. You don't even want to say thank you, Jesus, no more because you're scared somebody going to say you are violating their religious rights or whatever. Let me tell y'all something. Donald Trump done already won.
Come on.
I'm going to be there on January the 6th. Stop the steal. I'm going to be the black dude with the megaphone. Donald Trump that I already won. Hey, look here. I'm going to say it one more. I bet the last $2 that two of y'all done gave up. You gave up and you gave up. You know why you gave up? Because you calling me talking about Henry, what's going on, what's going to happen. I already know what's going to happen. Donald Trump done already won.
He did, guys. He did. And I've told this story many times. Many times, but a few times. This sounds strange, but I know. It was 5 weeks before the election. It was the Monday, right before the Thursday, that Trump announced that he had gotten COVID. And I felt like the Lord spoke to me and said he won. It was out of nowhere. It was weird. It was bizarre. I wasn't thinking about politics. I was on a walk with my family. We were walking our dog. It was a blessed moment. It really was a blessed time. I wasn't thinking about all this junk and just with my family, walking the dog. And it just hit me out of nowhere that he won. I agree with Henry Davis. He won. And so when we pray like he won. When we fight like he won. When we trust God like he won. Because ladies and gentlemen, he did win. That doesn't mean I know what the next 20 days, 21 days are going to hold. But I do know that God is on his throne. And this is in his hands. And it being in his hands doesn't mean, well, out of my control, so nothing I can do about it, might as well forget about it. No, because it's in his hands, we can pray and ask him to do something about it. Does that make sense? Because it's in his hands, that should fuel us all the more to prayer. Because this was an injustice on a scale that we've never seen in American history. And when I say that, I'm talking about the election. I'm not talking about things like slavery and so forth. This was an electoral theft that, at least as far as I'm aware, we have never seen before. This is not just a theft of the presidency. This is a threat of our constitutional republic, because if we cannot have free and fair elections, we don't have a republic, plain and simple. If we cannot trust the electoral process, we don't have the United States of America. We don't have the USA. We have the USSA. It's not party in the USA. It's party in the USSA, the United Socialist Soviet States of America, maybe USSSA. No. No, 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 no. He won. He won. Pray like he won. Fight like he won. It has been a pleasure. It has been a pleasure. We started off as Mideast News Brief, and now we're World News Brief. We've added some remarkable shows to the lineup. The Bob Siegel Show, JP's Political Matrix, Since You Asked. Go to cgmradio.com to check out all of those shows. Subscribe to them. If you haven't subscribed to World News Brief, please do that. You can find the link to World News Brief there as well. We've started a news aggregator, cgm.news. I was not expecting that, but it happened. It's not always fun to keep up with, if I'm being perfectly blunt. A lot of times I'll go, okay, well, what's the bad news? You know, get on the computer, I got on my phone the other day, and I just said to myself, well, what's the bad news? And sure enough, there was plenty of it. And let me just confess, that wasn't the best attitude. And I try not to have that attitude. So it's not always fun. But just because it's not fun doesn't mean it's not, at times, doesn't mean it's not worth doing. And, you know, the greater the struggle, the greater the victory as well. And I tweeted this also at CGM Radio News. This is a 8-second clip from, let's just say, a few years ago. Listen to this. I thoroughly enjoyed seeing this.
Certain times when it seemed that there was just no hope, those are the times that turned out to be the best for me, because I don't give up. Come on, let's go. Certain times when it seemed that there was just no hope, those are the times that turned out to be the best for me, because I don't give up. Come on, let's go.
Come on, let's go. I don't know when that clip was from, but at Amuse tweeted that out, and I couldn't help but retweet it and just simply say, this is classic. I love that clip because that's where we are right now. But remember, our trust is not in any man. Our trust is in God Almighty. He is the one that we look to. He is the one that we trust. I do believe God has put Trump here for such a time as this. But I don't look to him. My hope is not in him whatsoever. My hope is in God. It would be kind of like the Jews putting their hope in King Cyrus, who was the one that God anointed to bring the children of Israel out of exile, out of Babylon, and back to the promised land, right? King Cyrus was just the anointed chosen vessel. God could have chosen any other ruler that he wanted to accomplish that. He chose Cyrus for whatever his purposes were, for whatever reason, he chose Cyrus, and Cyrus was simply the conduit. That's what we believe Trump is now. And this next year is going to be very interesting. Buckle up. I don't know what to expect. Who would have fathomed what happened this year? Who would have fathomed? So to get in the prediction business for next year, I think would be lunacy at this point. I'm certainly out of it. There were some things that I predicted. I did predict Trump won, or I did predict that Trump will win, and I do think he did win, but we'll see if it becomes fully realized after that. Other stuff that I've predicted, maybe it can still come to pass, maybe not, but I think if there's one thing we've learned is that predicting the future in this day and age is next to impossible, so we got to be pretty careful with that. I would love to hear from you. Email me, world@cgmradio.com. Follow us on social media, at CGM Radio News, on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler, at CGM Radio News. Thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a ride. It's been very much not a pleasure at times, given the political unfolding of the past couple months, but it has just been an absolute joy to do the show this year, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, for being here, and to end off on the theme of the fight. All right, we started off talking about comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3-8, the God of all comforts. Meditate on that. Think about that. We need his comfort. But it doesn't stop there. That's how Paul started 2 Corinthians, but I also want to share with you how he ended the book of Ephesians, because it's not only about comfort. That's very important, and we need that, but it's also about the fight. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having belted your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having strapped on your feet the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be alert with all perseverance and every request for all the saints. Ephesians 6:10-18. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless this nation. And may God's kingdom come and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you next year.